Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Just Got Back from Dallas, Trenton.
Oh, yeah.
It's courtesy of Miles Gray. You are Miles. I'm Jack.
Oh, shit, I am.
Holy shit.
This is the best day ever.
All right. Well, these are some of the things that are trending. Semi-fascism is trending because Joe Biden gave a speech at a donor event where he seemed like he really was up. They gave him the good pills before this one. And, you know, he said, I'll just read the direct quote. It's not just Trump. It's the entire philosophy that underpins the, I'm going to say something. It's like semi-fascism.
Whoa.
So
look out. Okay.
So it's not fascism. It's like semi-fascism. So like for me, I am like we could go stronger, but it does feel like a step, right? It does.
Yeah,
he wasn't saying that shit.
Say it out loud.
Yeah,
he might have had a panic attack right after, right? Being like a fucking centrist Democrat saying some shit like that with your chest.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh Jesus. I hope they're not
the
mad
right
at me.
Is outraged.
They're not mad at me. Look, any moment where you have more people saying it like out loud, great. But like, also act like it's fascism.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just be like them. That there over there is semi-fascism.
Yeah.
Well, then
if I didn't know any better, I'd say, well, if you think it's semi-fascism, then like, let's stop longing for the days when you could sit down with them. And I guess he thinks that's a very different version of the Republican Party, but
yeah,
not really, man.
No, just varying levels of like mask slippage.
Yeah, this is giving the Republicans and conservatives something to, you know, unite around. They love to get fake outraged by people pointing out just very basic
observing them.
Being like, you're lighting the car on fire. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Outrage woke mob trying to come for us. Ben Shapiro? You're upset about Ben Shapiro? Like, yeah, dude. What? Have you heard this motherfucker?
You know what he's advocating for? But yeah, I mean, I get it. It's easy. This is good that he said that, because then they can ignore everything else that's happening with Trump and everything around Mar-a-Lago.
Right. Yeah, let's bring it on. Orkan Norforn
Well, yeah,
is trending.
Orcon Noforn isn't a new experimental drug for people who are suffering from mild to severe plaque psoriasis. It's actually the kind of documents, secretive documents that, look, the affidavit, the Trump affidavit comes out. But what we do learn is the kinds of documents, like without having to, you know, before it was like, I mean, these could be some of them, like we knew they were classified, but we're like, what level?
Right.
So there's ones that are SI, which means special intelligence, and talks about intercepts of foreign communications. Another one is ORCON, which is originator controlled, meaning that the dissemination, like even within the government or administration, has to be approved by the originator. So if it's the FBI or the CIA, you got to go to them, be like, hey, man, you mind if I tell them about that?
Right.
They're like, I got to check them out first. And they say, okay, then fine. So he had ORCON.
It's not a thing where somebody, even if they're the president, can just go, I declassify this.
No.
That's the one thing.
Yeah. That's odd that's like the one weird bureaucratic hiccup that's going to fuck them up. Like, it's like, hey, man, we don't fuck around with that part, though. You can't just do that. You can do anything else.
Right.
You can do literally anything else you want, but don't take away our little sheets of paper. Noforn is literally no foreign motherfuckers looking at this shit.
Foreign.
Like, cannot be released to a foreign government or citizen. N-O-F-O-R-N.
There's some intriguing like descriptions of some of the documents that were in there, like basically like there's the approved biography of foreign leaders where it's, you know, the stuff that just like a really good book report on the foreign leader you're about to meet. And then there's the CIA report on them.
Yeah.
That's like based on the intelligence that they've gathered via spying on them.
Right.
And
like, yo, this dude is real selfish.
You know,
sweats
what I mean.
A lot. You're like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
In bed. What? Why is this in part of the bio? Look, we got to know everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this is just all indications, as people say, like, certain documents of those, like of that kind of sensitivity, for most non-white people would be an instant crime.
Right.
So we shall see what happens there. But it doesn't, again, there's nothing in there where Donald Trump should be taking a fucking victory lap, especially with the lawyers that he has that do like landlord-tenant disputes now. Those are the kinds of people he got on his legal team fighting off a espionage case.
Mm.
Sure. And then that also goes along with Rothschild, because that's also trending, because there is this woman who claimed to be like a Rothschild, and turns out that she's like a 33-year-old like Ukrainian woman, and the FBI is like, she's now part of an FBI investigation because she's kind of like pulled up to Mar-a-Lago and got real close with people, and they're like, what the fuck? So it's a party over there. It's a party.
That's so interesting that Rothschild, like that would be something he responds to, because that's like, you know,
I know about that.
Yeah, I know about that because of the protocols, if you know what I mean. Been I reading up on the Rothschilds for
you guys are my whole life. You're very powerful.
Yeah, like if you don't know, like the Rothschilds are like the conspiracy theories. They were basically George Soros before George Soros. And so being like wooed and impressed by a Rothschild is like sort of indicative that he's like, well, I buy into all that stuff. They're running the show. You know what I mean?
Which is wild, because even some low effort con woman like this,
right?
You know, who knows? Like, I mean, it's mostly probably financial crimes that they're investigating for. But like, if she's able to pull up like that, like, Jack, you and I could have probably written
a script.
Like, we could have done the rehearsal episode.
Right.
On how to get someone to get to the basement of Mar-a-Lago to take pictures of documents.
Mm. Really is just the level of sophistication of the grifts that got there was basically anybody willing to flatter him. All right, let's take a quick break.
Fun abounds.
We'll be right back.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Mark Zuckerberg is trending because he's got an MMA fight coming up.
I'm sorry, I think Mel Gibson is making a Rothschild film?
No, that's got to be that's got to be like an Onion headline.
Mel Gibson has decided to hit the global, I don't know. When people start saying global new world order, I'm like, don't be so anti-Semitic in your press release.
Yeah.
But The Atlantic said, no, they're talking about, there's a write-up in 2019. So anyway, if you needed to have an idea of what that name means to just hateful people, Mel Gibson's making a fucking movie about it.
Great director, though. I love when the camera just kind of floats, you know? that is
Apocalypto. That was such an aggressive chest pass back of like, she's like, no, I'm anti-Semitic.
Right.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I love Mel Gibson.
Right. He's like, oh, okay, let's change the subject. What's your favorite movie?
Apocalypto.
Apocalypto.
Anyway, for those of you, with Anna Streaming Corner coming
soon. Yeah, the rehearsal. Anna Streaming Corner. Get caught up. It's only 6 episodes. Definitely worth your while. Just stretch your brain out because it's going to get tied into knots. So, you know, do some Sudoku or whatever that shit is called. Mark Zuckerberg is trending. So he went on Rogan and there were a couple revelations. He is doing the MMA thing now, which
I was
joking when I said he has a fight coming up. I think we'll see. He's got to work out a little more in the gym and then we'll see if Dana White lets him in the octagon. But
he's on Joe Rogan. I think Vice or someone asked Facebook for comment. They're like, why do you go on a show where this dude has had to apologize for like saying racist shit, constant COVID missing? You know what? Never mind. We get it. You guys are all in cahoots. Why do we even ask? But yeah, his quote about MMA was talking about like, because he's not spending so much time in Kauai, like terrorizing the native Hawaiians whose land he's taking over to build his like weird fuck you property in Kauai. He's like, I'm not there anymore, so I'm not doing as much surfing and hydrofoiling, but that requires focus, a lot like MMA, man. Getting into jiu-jitsu and stuff. And all in my mind, all I could keep thinking was, okay.
So you're a tough guy. You're a
real fucking tough guy now. You doing MMA? You doing jits mob? No, you in the jits mob? Okay. Let's see what you got. I'll get in your guard, motherfucker. Let's see. Let's see where this goes. But yeah, it's just a very sad story, like Zuck going on Joe Rogan to be like, I too now am jits mob MMA.
It's also from the Rogan side, he was curious, why'd you pull those Hunter Biden documents down off Facebook? Like, of all the things, of all the problems with what Facebook has done to our civilization, the story he wanted to dig in on was why. Because so the New York Post had a story where it was like it revealed Hunter Biden tried to introduce his dad to a crooked Ukrainian politician. There's no record that like there was a follow-up meeting, but it was like right before the election and they thought it might be misinformation. They took it down and that's what Joe Rogan's like. So what's up, man? Part of the
white carrying water for them, man.
Yeah. That's
not whatever.
Because that's the issue. Is that, man, Facebook, you know, helps Joe Biden too much.
Shout out to my old all my homies in the jits mob who, you know, doing jujitsu responsibly, not to be a Joe Rogan edgelord or Mark Zuckerberg midlife crisis aggro identity.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Dude, you know. MMA, martial arts. You know, plenty of people doing that responsibly.
Although. Have you seen the new thing? There's a new study about, man, all those contact sport, like the combat sports and the CTE now and like all the fallout from just
never too late to start getting CTE. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark Zuckerberg, I'll see you out there.
Right.
We'll roll around with each other on the mat. Would be honored.
It's just so like everything about that dude is so embarrassing.
It's so contrived. You know, it's like just smoked meats, and then now we're like jits mob, really?
The foil thing? Like, I've taken up surfing and hydrofoiling, and it's actually really, like, cool, and it's just all the shit that, like, I would have written for him 10 years ago. Is like, this is how you're going to ease into being a middle-aged billionaire.
Oh, 100%. I'm just so, like, he strikes me as one of these guys, too. Where he goes to Kauai, he causes all these problems, he's buying up land, he's like suing people to like take their land, and I bet he's obviously hated there. That he seems like the kind of guy who, like, once he experienced like one or two people being like, get the fuck out of here, that he would be like, he would never sell that property but also never return to it.
Right.
You know, it's like, I just don't like the vibes. Like, if you want to go, you can. I just don't know if I can go back there.
Right, right. And also is probably secretly harboring a resentment for, like, people being too woke that they won't let him just kick native peoples off their land.
Yeah.
Moderna, Pfizer, what's the latest? Where are we at?
Fucking Moderna suing Pfizer. BioNTech basically being like, you're fucking biting our whole mRNA vaccine style. Like, you're violating our patent from 2010 to 2016. But okay, whatever. Moderna is saying, like, apparently in this filing, they're saying, look, we're not asking you to halt production of vaccines. We're not even seeking damages for sales before March 8th of this year, or like sales to like lower middle income nations, or sales where the U.S. government would be responsible for damage. We're just saying, if you're going to bite our fucking style, maybe license that shit from us.
Okay.
So anyway, it's interesting to see like that they were like probably holding on to like their petty greed standoff to like vaccines were widely available. And then they're like, all right, greed reengaged. Give me my fucking money. But also, if there's like they're stealing shit from each other, who knows? But it's wild. God,
you would really like hate. I would feel so bad for Moderna if Pfizer had like used all the evil spy technology and just all the wild advanced intelligence gathering technology. If they had used that to create their own vaccine, that's fucked up, man. This is not cool.
They got all that power.
Hate to see it. A Burning Man back. I know. This weekend. So that's cool. Yeah. MIT is doing an experiment that I just wanted to applaud, not because I think like it's going to tell us a lot of interesting information, but it just seems like a valiant effort by a research group to like get a grant to pay for their own drug use. They are going to Burning Man with 600 what look like Altoid tins, and their goal is for people to pass them around and use the pen and paper inside to notate where and when they received the item, as well as where they're camping. The idea is to map the networks of cooperation and serendipity at Burning Man.
This sounds like straight out of Sandy Pentland's office, who is a big human dynamics researcher there at the Media Lab.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. Have you been to do you know anything about the MIT Media Lab?
No. Uh-uh.
They do the coolest shit there.
Really? Like,
oh yeah. When I used to work at Conde and like do stuff for Wired, like I got to go there a couple times and see the shit that they like that they're working on. Like how they will use cell phone data, like they'll analyze cell phone data to see like how people are like traveling, what they need, and like they just parse through so much data to figure out all kinds of things. Like when there was an influx of refugees into Germany, like the people of this town were working with them to figure out how to properly plan the city to try and encourage as much like interaction and like unity as possible. And like they were relying on the research of like people in the Media Lab who constantly study like what it means to even put a park X distance from a fucking metro station or things like that. Like they're like quantify and qualify like a lot of this kind of stuff that just seems abstract to us. So part of me seems like, yeah, it's going to be fun, but who knows? Like they come out of here and they're like, okay, we've like, this is groundbreaking research, but yeah, they do cool shit over there.
That is cool. I mean, it sounds like a cool experiment. It's just,
but I also like low key, if I was there, I'd be like, yeah, but we should do that at Burning Man.
Right, exactly.
And they're like, how was Miles? They're like, dude, he got the worst sunburn because he passed out on the first day on the playa and just got cooked. So fucked up.
Yeah. This I've had like good conversations with people who went to Burning Man. It sounds like a very magical experience. It's interesting to like hear how that whole thing operates. So I'm truly not casting any shade when I say congratulations.
No, I mean, look, we've constantly
people.
Been invited from listeners who are heavy in the Burning Man scene.
Yeah, shout out to all the Zeit gang who are going back, who were missing out these past couple of years. It sounds very cool.
Let us know. How was it? Did you see the MIT people?
Yeah. Did one of the Altoid tins pass through your possession? It does feel like the sort of thing that you could do in a more high-tech way. Like this feels like when I found out that they were trying to do Nielsen ratings by like giving everybody a little notebook where they took notes on what TV shows they watched. Like that's how we knew what ratings were for a long time. It was like 100 households with like little notebooks that wrote that shit down. But maybe there is something about Burning Man and the ethos that like this lo-fi thing is gonna work better.
I think, yeah, I think they're probably really interested in, like, that's why I say this guy, there's this human dynamics lab where I was talking to this guy, Sandy Pentland, who like talks about the science of teamwork and like actually scientifically analyzing what the, even what teamwork is or is not. So I can see a very trippy version of like, in a, like, cause I feel like Burning Man or a festival is like known for how like cooperative it is. Like, to maybe, they probably have one. It's like, here's one at a wedding convention where we gave people this shit. And here's one at Burning Man. And you begin to, like, maybe they're going to pull something out from there. I don't know. But yeah, I just watched that Woodstock 99 documentary, and I'm all just thinking about how fucking chaotic festivals are right now. So I'm got a lot of ideas.
Yeah. If it can teach people like new ways to organize a society, that's awesome. I'm just saying that you should be, instead of doing this, you just chip everyone. Like, you give them a little chip under the skin in their neck, and when they enter, and then you just track them.
Just track.
Maybe with one of those Boston Dynamics dog robots, like, just have one of those shadowing everyone who you chip, and it just might be like a better, more efficient way.
Okay, we'll try. Yeah,
I'm just putting it out there.
I say, but
I feel like I would have good vibes for Burning Man, right? Like, I get it.
I mean, considering, you know, ever since P. Diddy went, all bets have been off for whatever the vibe is of someone that goes there. But for those of you that enjoy, I hope it's enjoyable for you.
Man, I found a Vanity Fair magazine in our house. We're doing a little cleaning, end of summer cleaning. And I found a Vanity Fair magazine that was like the return of like Diddy. He's like changing his name to Love. It was like a cover story about how Diddy was making this return. And I was like, oh, wow, like this is weird. I didn't know anything about this. It was from a year ago. So I was like, oh, huh. I kind of missed the mark on that one.
Yeah. Didn't stick, huh?
Didn't stick, unfortunately. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday, August 26th. Happy birthday, Shan. We are back on Monday with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And yeah, maybe donate some money to Moderna, because they got screwed on this vaccine thing. So won't you think of Moderna?
Won't you think of children?
All right. We'll talk to y'all on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.